Saint Therese teaches us, and it's something that God wants us to know, that it's not just huge and large things that are important to God, but tiny things, tiny prayers that can often save so many souls. The following purgatory story is an incredible testament of it. I can't wait for you to hear it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this was shared in a comment. This is a story. My son was murdered when he was 19. He came to me in a dream afterwards, telling me to forgive his murderers, difficult to do, but he said when he was dying, he thought he was seeing thousands of lights due to lack of oxygen. He was strangled, but it turned out to be souls he had prayed for, telling him to call Jesus, and he just thought he couldn't speak. And they told him he didn't need to speak. And then suddenly, as he asked, God's help, the Holy Spirit came and took him from his body and held him like the child of God he is. He asked, when did I pray? After every meal prayer, we always said, may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And that it was enough. There's so many things to unpack in this story. First of all, to know that every single aspect of our life, even if we suffer a tragic death, that especially if we are people of faith, that God can bring about beautiful things, some of which we will find out, like in this story, that was very unusual, very miraculous, but other times we won't. People will die suddenly, and there seems to be like God wasn't involved. So we need to not judge God in what he does or we think doesn't do. We don't know all the beautiful things that God is doing in the lives of other people, especially at our moment of death. So that's one thing, that even in a situation when someone is being murdered, God can bring about something incredible that hopefully will touch our hearts. The other is, and I've been resonating this a little bit in some different videos, the power of forgiveness, that the son came back in a dream to tell the mom to forgive, not just to tell the story. The whole point of his coming back is to help her to forgive. That forgiveness is powerful. It's something that God wants us to do. And it's something that Satan hates, as I've talked about in a previous video, and he doesn't want us to do. He wants us to think that it's nothing, that it's small, don't do it, there's more powerful things. There's nothing more powerful that we could do for others and for ourselves than forgiveness. Another thing is, think about the judgment that is shown here. In Matthew 25, the scene of the final judgment, what did the just ask? When did I see you, Lord? When did I help? They weren't even aware of all the times, of all the good things that they had done for Jesus through other people. This was this young man. This man was the sheep. He was one of the good ones. Unbelievable. Possibly in a habit that was started by his parents. This simple prayer, and I had a friend of mine, I don't usually pray this prayer after meals. One of my best friends growing up, her family did, and I should do so. I should follow my own advice. I pray for the holy souls in other ways, but this is such a small thing, and we think because of its smallness that it doesn't really help any. But look, thousands of lights that he saw, simply by praying this at the end of meals. And lastly, recalling the power of the souls in purgatory. Now here, obviously, he was praying for the souls in purgatory. We don't know if those lights were souls in purgatory at the time, or if they were souls in purgatory that were now in heaven. But in either case, the power of the souls in purgatory, that when we pray for them, whether they're in purgatory or if they're delivered, they will come back to help us in the moment that we least expect. And often maybe our whole life, we won't see their help in any other way. But they will come back at a moment that you least expect and help you in ways that will save your soul. This man could have possibly have been condemned because maybe he was in anger, or maybe he would have died in a state of fear, but instead, because of the intercession of these souls, he died in a state of peace, possibly and presumably going to heaven. In imitation of this beautiful young man, please pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, may this beautiful story touch your hearts. I will see you in the next one.